Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, November 23rd. Tori.
Gobble, gobble.
A day before Thanksgiving.
Gobble.
Did you get your turkey yet?
No, we're going to go to a friend's house, so we don't have to deal with that. And I can pretend it's vegan, but it's not.
Cool.
We're making the potatoes.
What do you mean pretend it's vegan? Why would you want to do that?
Oh, because I feel bad for the turkeys.
Oh, you do? Yeah. Okay. Do you not eat meat?
No, I do.
Oh, you do?
I just feel really bad.
Oh. Well, don't look at it.
I know. I'm not going to look at it.
With your eyes closed.
I know.
It's a big dilemma, I guess, for human beings, really, to eat animals while we like them.
Right,
you know?
And you name them. And
you name them and everything, you know, and yet we eat them, you know. But you see that... We need meat in our lives, right? To be healthy and stuff.
Yes,
so.
good, well taken care of meat. Yes.
There you go. So, and plus they breed millions and millions of turkeys out there.
I know.
So it's just
I know.
It'll come back. Its soul will come back as another turkey.
I hope.
In a few minutes, we're going to bring in our guest here, an exciting guest. Always fun to have him on the show. Yesterday we had a couple of actors here. That was fun, right?
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful people, beautiful actors. And I want to catch the movie, actually. All the people that come here, you want to see them in the movies, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You want to see how well they act and everything. And I like to see her naked, too. So I.
Wow.
Would, yeah. No, I mean, she talked about it yesterday, right? She said the character gets naked every chance she gets.
Oh, okay. I thought that was more of a metaphor. Oh, I see.
No, I see. You know me. I don't put people down. You know, I'm not like that. But when she said that, I thought, oh, I want to see it then.
There you go.
Nothing wrong with that, right? I'm just being a guy, a dog. So, so Thanksgiving's coming up, Black Friday. On Friday, do you make a big deal out of Friday, Black Friday?
Not really. I mean, I do a lot of, I think I do more Cyber Monday.
Yeah.
Black Friday seems like a lot of energy to spend.
Right?
Yeah.
And a big hassle.
Yeah.
And probably some aggravation.
Yeah.
Stuff.
I think I'd rather just be on my couch and doing it on Cyber Monday.
Right. You know, and so if you're looking to buy TV, so spend a couple $100 and buy it on a regular day when you don't have to stand outside for 2 days.
Yeah, get trampled. I feel bad for all the workers. That's who I feel bad for. The workers are not happy.
Right.
It's not an easy day for workers.
The stores end up so messy. It's unbelievable.
And
right?
the Walmart is always someone's getting trampled in Nebraska. I always feel like someone's getting trampled in Nebraska. So that's what that worries me. But you know, everyone, chill out. Try to be kind. Don't fight each other.
Yeah.
Over a toy. We're all good.
Exactly. I mean, what is this, folks? You know, it's just... I remember years back, they used to have different toys. They had that Elmo doll that was like all the rage. What was it? Talking Elmo?
No, Tickle Me Elmo.
Tickle Me Elmo.
Creepier than Talking Elmo.
Right.
Yes.
And they had to... they had to turn people away.
Yeah.
They couldn't find enough.
Oh, it's
dreadful. And then there was Pokemon way back when. And there's always that toy that everybody wants.
I know. There's always this one. But we had Obama giving the Medal of Freedom Awards.
Oh.
21
I saw
people.
Ellen DeGeneres was there.
Yes, Ellen won. Bruce Springsteen got one. Michael Jordan. Tom Hanks.
Wow. So
De Niro.
Key celebrities.
Oh, yes. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. It was like a crazy, crazy filled celebrity moment. And they did another mannequin challenge where they're all like frozen in different spots. But it was like all the biggest star power in the whole wide world.
Yeah.
So it was very cool.
That's one thing about Obama. I got to give it to him. And he's a people person.
Yeah, you want that as a president.
Yeah, you know.
You'd rather have someone who's probably kind and nice. But, you know, whatever.
He knows how to talk to people. He's
great.
Good.
He's genuine.
Great family, you know.
Oh, God. No scandals. No nothing. That is the most dignified family. But, Michael Jordan did the famous Michael Jordan cry.
Oh, really?
You know, he has a lot of memes about his crying.
Okay.
So he did cry, and there's going to be a ton more memes. Ellen DeGeneres cried. But it was lovely. It was really nice to see, and it was a a good moment for America in the Oval Office.
So now tell me, what were they getting? What were they receiving?
Again? The Medal of Freedom.
Medal of Freedom. Okay, and so you get that like, for what though?
Like a year's, life's worth of challenging stereotypes or doing good for America or doing well for people. You know, Ellen was brought up for, you know, becoming out in a time when it was not normal to come out. Michael Jordan just for, I think it's just for those American, you know, establishment iconic characters. So it was really neat.
People.
Yeah. Yeah. So really interesting. Really great.
Very cool. So how many people did you say?
I think 21.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Very cool. This is the, for a president, now is the best time, you know, because now they just get to do the fun stuff, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's struggling with trying to, like, transition, trying to be good. He's walking a tightrope, this guy.
Right.
He's got to be really
careful.
He's
handling it very well,
he's beautiful.
Though.
He always handles it well. He's a great guy, right. It's a tricky little situation he's got going on. So he's trying to be diplomatic to everyone, and, you know, a lot of people fault him for being a little too diplomatic.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to keep transition of power, so
yeah, and you gotta be who you are, you know.
Yeah, I think if he was who he is, he'd be a lot meaner about Trump, but I think he has to be very diplomatic and tactful, so good for him.
Yeah,
that's
and
great.
He's handling it great,
very yeah. well. Yeah,
yeah,
dignity finally.
Yeah, did you hear about the school bus in
Chattanooga? Ugh.
And I guess how many kids died there? 14.
I'm not quite sure of the final number.
See. Let's see. We're going to take a look at that and see. But the bus driver was had been involved in another accident 2 months ago.
Yes, and he was speeding pretty bad, apparently. That's the alleged. Allegedly, he was speeding terribly in this crash.
Yeah, and how does that happen, man? I mean, you know, geez.
Not a good Thanksgiving for those folks. It's just a really hard. I mean, that's a lot of kids altogether. Very young kids, and yeah, avoidable accident. So
right, yeah,
not good.
Ms. Brown, we 12
kids
time to join us today. And
let me turn
to
this off here real quick. But they're just for five children.
Yeah, I thought it was only five.
Yeah, five children. I don't know how I thought so many, but there were some people.
Not only five, but that's a lot. Still.
Yeah. I mean, I said 14, but yeah, this is 12 children are trying to recover in the hospital. So
yeah, it was a bad crash.
Yeah. Wow. But, you know, the families of five children will have to spend Thanksgiving without them.
Yeah, that's very hard. So everyone hold your kids safe and don't speed.
Right. And who screens those drivers, for crying out loud?
I was wondering that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was wondering that. That's hard. Yeah. What is the vetting process there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, the bus is like totally on its side and everything.
Oh, and it was only that way because of the amount of the tremendous amount of speed he was
right,
going. Yeah.
Right. And now, do they have seat belts in buses?
No,
they don't. Right.
No, I don't. I when I grew up, no.
Right.
I can't. Maybe they do now, but I don't think so. And it's like the weirdest thing to stick
right.
all these precious children and then be like, we're good. We don't need any protection.
Yeah.
So I don't know if this bus did or didn't. I'm just usually they don't.
I don't think that buses do yet.
It's an
yeah.
odd thing not to put on a bus.
I know. I wish they'd change that.
Because everyone else is so a stickler. When the kids get in your car, you put the seatbelt on, but then they spend the day transporting them without any seatbelt.
Right.
It's very strange. Very strange.
Oh, well. So with Thanksgiving up, we invited a special guest to the studio as a good friend and a host on the station. And we're joined by Frank Schiftel. Welcome
yes.
to the show, Frank.
Oh, it's not because I'm a turkey. Is that That's not it. Huh?
Not because you're a turkey. No.
Oh, okay, good.
I don't see you as a turkey, quite honest, to be
with
you.
Is turkey an insult? Like, hey, you turkey.
You turkey. Well, yeah, I think it is an insult.
Oh, what does it mean? Is it like loser? What is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because you're about to be, you know, carved up on a table.
Yeah,
you know, you're a
turkey. Back to the turkey thing again.
Yeah.
Now I'm sad again.
Well, you can't say retard anymore.
No, you cannot.
You know, there's a whole list of things you can't say.
Oh, I'm from D.C. We got a whole list.
I say them all, too. I say them all. I was watching TV last night, and I made a comment on something of whether there was a commercial, and I sort of turned it around a little bit, and my friend looked at me and was like, "You didn't just say that. Are you kidding me? You didn't just say that." I'm like, "Why? Are you recording this conversation? What? I got to worry about what I say in my own home? Like, come on."
There you go.
So, yeah.
Yeah, PC. It's hard.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. But Turkey is not a term of endearment, really. You know,
no,
I mean, like, how can you soar with eagles when you're flying with turkey?
Exactly.
You know?
Well, turkeys don't fly, do they?
Yeah. I think they hop a couple.
They hop. Yeah. They don't fly very
really,
far.
Really, just a couple of steps.
Yeah, it's like an ostrich.
It sure is. Yeah. They just run, right? Yeah. The ostrich.
And I'm sorry, I love turkey. Turkey's good. It tastes delicious. I'll name the turkey and I'll eat it and I'll consider it that it's in me and it's part of me.
That's
and it
nice.
Would want that.
Yes. That is a kind of a Native American way of doing it.
Absolutely.
Taking the spirit of the turkey.
That's right.
Into yourself.
Yes, and not the flesh.
All right. I like that.
Yes. Well, thanks for being here. It's so nice to be sitting in a different chair today. I usually sit in your chair that you're in now.
Yes. Frank is the host of Frank Talk Sundays at 4.
Yes.
Right here on Channel 1 on LA Talk Radio.
Yes.
And you've been doing this for a long time.
Yes. And I have a beautiful co-host, Miss Susan Olson.
Olson.
Yes. Cindy Brady.
Cindy Brady.
Cindy Brady.
So
and she's
you
a doll.
Need to bring
just
her
love
in sometime
her.
Too. I'll invite you guys together.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
And she's
under the weather right now.
Yeah, I know she hasn't been feeling well and stuff. So
and it's terrible in the holidays when that happens. I hate that.
Right, and maybe we'll bring her in one day. She can have a debate with Tori, and you and I will go outside because it's going to be fire in here. She's a staunch Trump.
Oh, I know.
Supporter.
Oh, I know, Cindy. Yeah, I do know. Oh, yeah. Oh, Cindy Brady. Yeah, we know.
She's very outspoken.
Yes, she is. Although you know, she has her moments too where she's just like wants to hide her head and just
I'm
go.
Sure.
Oh God, Donald.
Yeah. How can you the world against you? Know?
Yeah. Oh, no, please. You know, I mean, there's so much. We're not talking politics. No. Let's talk about what everybody is talking about, which is Kanye. What the hell is wrong with that kid?
Any developments since yesterday?
He's smoking crack. The guy's on drugs. I mean, you're not going to tell me that it's just, oh, he's fatigued.
No, apparently. So the first call, it was breaking on Fox when I went on, and they said it was a 5150 psychiatric hold, and now they said it wasn't. It was some kind of altercation at a gym, and he was taken in handcuffs, and he was out of control, and they had to hospitalize him.
Well, yeah, it was at his trainer's house in Laurel Canyon, and they did. They apparently talked to him for 90 minutes before they actually handcuffed him to a gurney and took him out for an automatic hold.
It's a welfare kind of check.
Yes, exactly. Well, he's just going crazy, and you know, it happens to people. It happens all the time. Come on, we've seen it happen a lot of times. And when you're in that field, and you have that much stress going on, and your wife is, look who his wife is. Come on, you're married to that family. I mean, come on, how can you not have stress?
Also, November, his mother passed. It was the anniversary of her, death. So that was his number one support system. And she passed in a plastic surgery accident. I mean, it was terrible. So he always goes crazy in November.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't blame him. He's got a lot. He's got some kind of issue underneath there, I hope, gets worked out.
Oh, no, absolutely. He absolutely does. And, we, of course, wish him all the best. But it's just
crazy.
Sad to see such a public meltdown happen. And I don't know if you saw the video with Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
That was classic, where Snoop's just sitting there at the concert smoking. A joint gun. I smoke weed. I don't know what he's on.
Seriously. Snoop's just mellow as all hell. Why not? But Kanye kind of went a little crazy on the stage, canceled his Life of Pablo tour, just really erratic, odd. I mean, more erratic than Kanye usually is.
Right.
And you usually have that kind of behavior right before kind of a big breakdown. But he was saying calling out Jay-Z, saying he would vote for Trump, calling out Beyonce. It's things you don't normally see him do.
Right. No, no, no.
They're
and
business
also,
partners,
This is a very expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, it's costing, Live Nation $10 million in refunds. Not to mention all of the money that they out. I mean, that's just in the refund on tickets.
Right.
Not to mention all of the venues that they're going to have to pay out. I mean, it's very.
And Kanye needs. I mean, to be honest, that's a lot of money to lose.
No, that's a lot of money,
so
and he lives a very lavish lifestyle.
Very true.
He's like MJ, Michael Jackson was when he was alive. He lives and he spends like he's got it. And some point, when you make a lot of money, you spend a lot of money. I mean, it's just a given. But
you need to learn how to hold on to the money. That's harder than making it.
Absolutely.
But there's a lot of workers that aren't going to have like Thanksgiving Christmas money too. There's a ton of people working on that tour.
Yeah,
right.
And
except that's true. But wasn't the tour overseas, like in Sao Paulo or something?
Whatever. No, it's called Life of Pablo.
Oh, Life of Pablo. Where the hell do I get that? Okay, so that's an American tour?
Yeah, his alter ego is
Life
Pablo.
Life of Pablo. My God, I'm like Sao Paulo. I'm like, how did I get that? Pablo. Yep. All right.
But it's just interesting to see that happen. And, we all are, we're train wreck trained. I mean, where we want to slow down and look at the wrecks, as it happens. And, that's why we have traffic all the time, because people just want to slow down and look.
What
we love
it called?
That.
The hook necks?
Robert.
Rubbernecking. Okay, I got that way
rubbernecking,
off.
Yeah.
Rubbernecking,
yeah.
Rubbernecking.
I thought that was like when you made out with someone. I got a way off.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Like with condoms. I didn't know. Rubbernecking. I didn't know.
Oh, please. There's so many things. I just, what was the one, Cake on the Beach?
Oh.
What was that?
What's that? I don't even know that one.
No, that's a song, I guess. Oh. You know, the a new song, and a Cake on the Beach. But, it was on Live with Kelly this morning was, you know, it's not like you're having a party on the beach with some cake. It's no. Cake on the beach is more like, you know, you're ahing on the beach.
I would think. Yeah. Who has cake on a beach? There's too much sand.
No, there's much too much sand.
Too much sand in the frosting.
Well, who screws on the beach? Come on.
That's true. Exactly. Also sand in the
also
frosting.
Sand in the frosting.
Please,
also sand
come on.
That's
yeah.
true.
I know, man. Sand everywhere, you know.
But it's cool. The holiday time. You were talking about Thanksgiving. You know, I hate the holidays, and I'm in the holiday business.
But why? You're close to your family and everything, right?
Yeah, but we don't spend the holidays together at all.
Really?
Yeah, we don't spend the holidays together at all. And that goes back to when I was a kid. I think I was 15 years old, and we had a Thanksgiving, and everybody just yelled and screamed at each other, and I walked out and went to Coco's at 15. Literally, it was like a mile walk.
Whoa.
And I swore I would never have Thanksgiving with my family again, and I never did.
Wow.
Yeah, that was, you know, years and years, obviously. Years
now, why ago. Was that again? I mean, why was
just,
that?
Just the dynamics of fighting. Oh. Of just, it seems like, you know, that's what happens. I mean, it's a joke. People say that. When your family gets together, it's always just everybody, it's, you know, it's dysfunctional. People get together, you argue, you have fights, you, I mean, you know, just everything's always a problem.
That's
so
totally unbelievable to me. I mean, I never have like fights when we get together with family.
Oh,
when
no.
does that happen?
No. So it's just like
it yeah. happens a lot.
Really?
So, you know, and it got to the point where, you know, I enjoy the solitude. It's like the one day off before the storm of
yeah,
the holidays, because I'm in
yeah.
retail. We're, you know, my candy factory, we're very busy. We go 7 days a week. People come in and they order and they buy, you know, because they're buying. We sell candy making supplies and we make the candy as well. Mm. So it's, you know, we're making baskets. We're filling orders. Plus people are coming in, buying their supplies, 20 pounds of chocolate, 300 boxes, you know, bag sticks. So it's just, it's hectic. And so it's the one last time where I don't need to deal with anybody. I can stay in my pajamas. I can get a Gelson's turkey in the box and just, you know, at my own leisure eat and just not worry about anything.
I
so,
like it.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know,
so you're in the candy business. You're a candy man. And
born and raised in the business. My family had a candy business when I was born and when I was a kid.
How fun is that for a kid to have candy store?
My dad had a nut roaster in the garage. He used to roast nuts. You know, the laws were much more legal.
Oh, God, that smells so good.
It does. And when I go in, I've been to a few places where they're roasting nuts. And it's immediately, it's like a flashback to my childhood of that smell.
Yeah.
And my dad still has the roaster in his garage. He hasn't used it in 30 years, but I would love to like clean it up and bring it into the shop and like as an homage to Pop, you know, is have that going. I think that'd be cool.
So that's cool. So they had the candy business, and then as you grew up, you
I grew up, I sort of expanded and went into in different areas, and then we ended up with the candy factory.
Yeah.
So it's been around for 38 years.
I'm like picturing Willy Wonka. Are there Oompa Loompas? Like, what's happening in that factory?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. We made the world's largest peanut butter cup.
Oh, wow. How big was it?
Yeah, 444 pounds.
Really? That's almost as large as I am. That's fantastic.
We had a bunch of celebrities come in and help us. We had Wink Martindale and Cindy, of course, Susan Olsen, Ruta Lee, Judy Tenuta.
It was fun.
Really, really fun. We had a good time with that.
Awesome.
Made Saturday Night Live did a joke about it.
Nice.
So you know you made it when you're watching SNL and suddenly it's like I was at home and my phone starts blowing up and it's my friend's back. He's going, oh my God, they're talking about your peanut butter cup. I'm like, ooh, Saturday Night Live. I'm like, what? You know, and that is a friend of mine is actually a cast member, Leslie Jones.
I love her.
So yeah, she's a sweetheart. Known her for years. And she I had sent her a piece of the cup and she had followed it and I was like pitching her jokes. I'm like, oh, this would be great. Oh, my God. Well, they used a completely different joke, which is hysterical. It was in the update segment, and they were talking about, you know, the Michael Shea was, you know, giving the news and saying, a candy factory in Los Angeles, California, made the world's largest peanut butter cup, weighing in at 444 pounds. They call it CeeLo.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, CeeLo. It was cute.
Yeah, that's poor, cute.
It was a joke at CeeLo's expense.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, that's
that
okay.
could have been more clever, I feel.
But it was, they talked about it on... The review. Whoopi talked about it. She put it up and said she didn't know she could eat it because she looked too much like it. Like her coloring was very much like it.
So you did, you guys did a lot of PR on this, right?
Well, you know, it's funny because I really didn't do, I mean, I don't have a public relations guy or anything. And I just called up a friend of mine and said, hey, listen, we're doing this. Can you put the word out? And, you know, I sent out a couple of press releases and we had a bunch of camera crews there and it just, it took off. I think it was a slow news day. So,
yeah. But no, you always have a business-minded attitude, and I like that. You know, you keep expanding it.
Well, we just brought ice cream in. We partnered up with Dandy Don, Dandy Don's Gourmet Ice Cream. They are known as specialty ice cream makers. They are in Van Nuys, and they're sold in the country clubs, in upscale restaurants. They have some in markets, but they don't have a scoop shop. Mm. So we're their first scoop shop, where you can actually come in and get a scoop of Dandy Don's ice cream without going to a restaurant or having a party. He does a lot of, his main business is parties where if you like here, if you wanted to have, you know, Dandy Don's come and set up a table and they would give out like for your Christmas party, an ice cream sundae bar and they make their own toppings and stuff. It's really, really cool. So,
sounds good.
And that's great. And we had a very hot summer, so it was the perfect time to do it. And yeah, so that's turned out really well. We do redneck milkshakes, which is great, which is just a one of the mason jars with the ice cream, the milk, the syrup and everything. And we just basically shake it up. That's a redneck milkshake.
Nice.
Wow. And you get to keep the jar.
I was thinking there'd be like beer in it. I was hoping Mountain Dew or something.
No, that's good.
That'd be a good idea, right?
Yeah. But no, Frank is in the business. Your chocolate potato chips are heavenly.
Oh, yes.
And so those, can people buy them if they're not in L.A.? I mean, do you guys
we ship all over. You can call the Candy Factory. Go online, thecandyfactoryla.com, and you can or call us up, and we ship all over the country. We also do Susan's line of puppy poop and kitten crap, edible excrement. looks like crap but tastes delicious.
There you go.
We also came up with the limited edition, the Trump Dump, which was orange.
I'm holding it right now. I'm in love with this.
Orange flavored with a cream filling. It's like a dreamsicle. It's delicious.
God, I'm going to puke.
And we did Hillary's same old shit.
Yep. That's good. That's good.
But we'll be the Trump Dump now because he is the new president-elect.
Right. God forbid.
You had to go to every word that that has to do with shit and rename a product, you know.
Right.
So you have crap, you have turd, you have
poop,
you have dump.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, so there you go. Any way you can say shit.
Like party poopers.
Yeah.
Party poopers. Sure. It's, you know, to going to a party, bring party poopers. It looks like crap, but it tastes delicious. It's for when you want to tell somebody to eat shit, basically. Yeah. You know, here, eat some shit, you know.
Some shit, there you go.
But yeah, there's so many different fun puns that you can do with this, which is a fun thing. And we have it in Rocket Fizz stores, in 70 stores across the country.
I like Rocket Fizz.
So yeah, Rocket Fizz is a great shop, and so we're very lucky we partnered up with them, and they have them in their stores. We have a distributor that ships it out to 70 stores, so that's we were very fortunate with that. And now's our time of business. It's been very busy. And then I also was one of the first people to open up a medical marijuana collective in Los Angeles back in 2006 when I got sick and I needed the marijuana myself. I went around and I didn't like a lot of the shops I saw.
What didn't you like? Was it like not upscale enough?
They made you feel like a criminal.
Yeah, I know, because I would.
They made you feel you had security guards and all that. And I was living in Toluca Lake at the time in a large estate. On one side of me was the Bob Hope estate, and on the other side was Roy Disney. And so I went to Roy and I talked to him and told him what I was doing. I opened in Toluca Lake, and it was the first one there, and the cops weren't happy. But I live there, and I always thought you open in the neighborhood you're in because it's, first of all, it's convenient, and it's also, there wasn't one in that area, much more upscale. And I went to the board. I went to the Chamber of Commerce. I mean, I let everybody know, and they all knew who I was and that I lived there. I was in the candy business. I had run for political office. I went to some of the elected officials who had saw that I had lost 60 pounds. I had 8 bleeding ulcers.
Oh, my God.
And so I couldn't eat. I mean, it was really, really hard time for me. So they all, my illness had a visual. It wasn't like I was, oh, yeah, I want to smoke weed. It was like, oh, my God, are you okay?
Yeah, I know this guy.
You know,
yeah.
You know, are you okay? You look like
something's
you're dying.
Happened, yeah.
And it's like, no, I'm sick and everything. And oh, by the way, I'm opening up a pot shop.
Nice.
And they were all like, everybody was very cool about it. That's so when the cops came to the chamber and to the neighborhood council to say, well, you know, there's a pot shop opening in your neighborhood. You know, they were all like, oh, yeah, we know. It's
yeah,
Frank.
We know him.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
It's okay. You know, thanks for letting
us
know.
He's the candy man. Yeah.
Yeah,
you see, you got to make connections, man.
Yeah, I really changed the attitude of a lot of that. And then over the years, We had a hospice in our location.
Wow.
So we really did it the medical way, patients for patients. We had patients that grew that brought it in and, you know, exchanged it for the patients that couldn't. It was in a house that was, you know, we started in a medical facility, but then we moved because the DEA kept sending letters and we had to move. And we ended up in this very nice house in an area that everybody loved us. We had the best grass on the street, literally. Our lawn was gorgeous. We had a gardener in an area that nobody had gardeners. I mean, we really, really brought a lot to the neighborhood. And we didn't have a security guard. We never, Knockwood never had an issue ever.
Is it
ever.
Still going?
It's still going. I have partners that have come in that took it over. So I'm still involved, but they run the day-to-day. And I didn't realize how big these guys were, but we've moved to downtown Los Angeles.
Nice.
It's still TLC, downtown LA. A different model of running that than I ran it, which is fine because I could never do it on the scale that they're doing it. But they're really helping a lot of people and doing a really good job. And the new location is on Olympic, 3650 East Olympic in Boyle Heights area.
Nice.
We're on the fourth floor, and there's a growing area that you can see the grow going on. I mean, it's really, they're doing a really, really neat stuff. And so I'm really proud of it. Very proud.
You should be.
You know, that we continue. The city gave me a little hassle because when I first filed my paperwork and did my license, when you had to register in 2007, I filed over here in the valley in Van Nuys. And they took my paperwork, gave me a receipt. But unfortunately, I didn't know that that was the wrong office. So a year later, they said, oh, you're not registered. And then we got it all straightened out. But then 8 years later, they came back and sued me. And we just won in court earlier this year where the judge ruled in our favor that the city took our paperwork, gave me a receipt that the city is very large and it's sort of an umbrella. So if one department takes paperwork that they weren't supposed to, they can just transfer it over to the other department.
It's not an issue.
So it really isn't an issue. It becomes an issue when it's an ordinance and they're trying to weasel it down and, you know, and just, you know, look for any reason not to have you on there. But, you know, the law is that it's compliance, substantially complied. And so it ruled in our favor. So
good,
we're very
you.
Happy with that.
Very cool.
Forward,
very cool. Now, how did you run a dispensary without any security, though? I mean, isn't it like scary? You've got merchandise, you've got cash there. How do you do
I
it?
I bet nothing happened.
You know, nothing ever happened, Knockwood. Like I said, I mean, the new location, we've got 5 security guards.
Sure,
so talk about, you know, change. But I just wanted people to feel comfortable. I wanted them to know that it was a good environment. We had a psychologist that came in once a month that took clients. We had once a week therapist for massage therapy that did chair massages. You could sign up for free. We had a patient's pantry where there was food there. And it was just a really nice environment. And we had, you know, you had to be buzzed in. It wasn't like you could just walk in, you know, right in. So we did have, you know, our own internal security, but we didn't have security guards or anything like that. And I just think people felt more comfortable with it.
Yeah.
And I think we had a vibe that in the area, the people, you know, if it was a gang area, the gang liked us and looked for us. So it was like, hey, you don't touch these people.
Right. Watch out. Yeah.
So we really knocked wood. And I would do a 420 party every year. Because, you know, 420 is the big thing, and it also happened to be my birthday.
Is that right? Yeah, that's hilarious.
Yeah, 420, which is like destiny.
Born to smoke pot.
Yeah. Well, it's very funny. One year we had a big party on the lawn, the front lawn of the house, and we had like maybe 400 people. I mean, it was really a lot of people, and we had, you know, kind of put the bamboo up, so it was somewhat private, and we had security that day, so, you know, because I would bring a food truck out, and, you know, it was just really fun. And somebody called the cops.
Oh, wow.
So the cops come out. Well, I was the on the board of a theater group down the street who had sent their group to who were rehearsing for a play to come and sing a song for us. And they had, you know, they had brought their little portable piano. I mean, it was very funny. So the cops show up just at that time where they're like, oh, what's going on? And we, you know, and they're like, okay, just keep the noise down. It's like, it's 6 o'clock on a Thursday. Are you kidding me? You know? Yeah. And so as they leave, it was very funny because we were also taping for a pilot for a reality show at the time. And it was as they're leaving, the group starts singing, you know, who can make the sunshine, the candy man. And it was like the cops look at each other and just like go, shake their heads and walk away.
That's
it was
great.
Classic.
That's yeah. So
yeah.
But it's nice
we just, I think people felt comfortable. And it's funny, but a majority of our patients were women. And I think it was because we gave them a very comfortable atmosphere. It wasn't a shop on Ventura Boulevard. It wasn't something with a security guard. I mean, they could just walk in and they got, they was,
it was pleasant.
Know,
yeah.
It was very pleasant.
Yeah, pleasant experience.
Yeah. People, you know, I mean, people may wonder, wow, you know, this is like, this is what it's like to live in a place where marijuana is legal.
Right.
You know, even if it was just medical until now, but it's still, you don't have to go in back alleys anymore, you know.
Right.
People acknowledge it as something beneficial. You know what the funny thing is? I started treating my mom with some cannabis the past week.
I was telling you to do that. Tell me, how did it go?
Yeah, so it puts her to sleep right away, which her main issue is falling asleep.
Yeah. Right.
So she's been sleeping very well. Some of
I bet she's eating better.
The pain. Yeah, she eats well all the time.
Does she have pain?
She has a lot of pain. Yeah,
well,
she's on pain meds.
I have a new pain thing with the CBD in it. That's an all-day pain formula. It's like a shot that you drink. This one's vanilla flavored.
Wow.
It's got the CBD already in it. It's not meant to get you high, but
right.
And I gave it to a friend that
that's
has
like a new thing,
colon
thing.
Cancer, right. Stage 3, and is in terrible pain. The oil has been the only thing that's given him some relief. And then when I gave him the shot, he called me the other day and said, "Oh my God, I need more of those." That is incredible.
Wow.
So, and it's done by
that.
A scientist who does all kinds of stuff with amino acids and amino and all kinds of natural holistic things that he put the formula together that is like really, really good. And then adding the CBD is like the cherry on the icing on the cake of this cupcake that makes your pain go away.
Wow.
And so I'll bring some in and you'll let me
know.
Yeah, I want
to see
kind
that
of
with
at
her.
This point in the stage of getting people to give us feedback. And so far the feedback has been incredible.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the thing, you know, I mean, it used to be like a demonized product and stuff, and now people are realizing, hey, it does have benefits to it.
My mom
know?
Took it in the hospital. She was in the hospital 6 months, wouldn't eat, feeding tube, one day of Marinol, which is the pill form.
Right.
Uh-huh.
She was dipping eggs in strawberry yogurt.
Whoa.
And eating red slushies.
Oh, yeah, no, it's amazing. It really
and
is.
And I was the one who was told the doctor, who was very anti, I was like, I want her to be able to have a sandwich again, please. And then DC has medical marijuana at the time, so he ordered the Marinol. And she's been on, I mean, it was fantastic.
Whoa.
Yeah, if I didn't medicate, I probably wouldn't eat either.
Yeah,
I
mean, it's appetite.
It helps stimulate the appetite. It's great for people that are going through chemo, radiation, or people that are just having issues with that as well. But pain as well. We also have the topicals that you can put on that basically hits
like
the,
balm
know,
and creams.
Balms, and creams.
How do you give it to your mom? How is it?
I let her smoke it, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Right?
She's a badass.
The vapor is she's smoking like a joint.
Wow.
She tried with a vapor.
Didn't do anything.
She didn't know how to pull.
Right.
Because it's old school. It's a little easier for them. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and besides, I thought, you know, let her feel the real thing.
Yeah. I mean, see, I'm an old fashioned bong guy. I like a bong, glass bong.
Do you like
bong.
An ice bong or do you like a water bong or just
I like
plain?
I like a water bong with a little bit of ice to cool it down.
Got it.
You know, a friend of mine supposedly ordered an ice bong that's the actual ice that you actually
make the
mold of a whole ice thing.
Dude,
yeah.
That's
so
cool.
I'm waiting to
you put it in the freezer and
yeah, exactly. So, but no, I'm old school with the bong. I love that. And when I had my shop over here in the valley, all the patients would bring me in. I mean, I get just a huge collection of bongs. It's great.
Yeah. So. I know. And, you know, so last night I give her a little bit and she's like, okay, that's enough. So I figured she's probably feeling it. And then I asked her half an hour, how are you feeling? Oh, I'm so relaxed.
Yeah,
I'm like,
happy.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like this natural thing that was there the whole time.
Right.
Has she tried an edible?
No, I don't want to give it to her because
it's
this
much
can be
different.
Very strong,
yeah, it's
though.
It's much
right?
different,
yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I know. I hear stories all the time with edibles.
Yeah.
And you don't know how much.
Out. Exactly, because it works with a delay, and you don't know, you know, with the joint, you get like instant feedback, you know, or by smoking it.
Yeah.
But the reason I don't like bongs is because they smell and they taste, you know.
We have a couple of machines at the new shop that are the pressing machines that will press the rosin out of the bud. So you get the marijuana and you go over to the pressing station and you give it to them, and they compact it into like a little metal mold. They push it in really tight, put it in the presser, and they bring down the compression with the PSI and the you know the compressor, and it squeezes it down, and it basically makes it into a little flat, almost like a biscuit.
Right.
And they take that and they pop that into a filter like a tea bag, and they put that in the next press, and they bring that down, and you actually see as they press it down, you see the oil come out of the bud.
Wow.
And they do that, and then they move to another one, they press it again, and it basically you have have your own like oil that they've done that's like it becomes in almost like a caramel. Exactly, yeah. Directly from the bud. The bud is, can then be used for edibles, or you can't really smoke it because it's got all that out of it, but you could use it to cook the rest of the stuff out, to use it for oil or for butter or whatever. But then you smoke the actual resin. They call it rosin.
Right.
But it's incredible to see the process because it's, wow, oh my God, you actually see it
coming out
and that's, it's right. Like, wow.
And that's as opposed to processes that require butane and things
exactly.
Like that, that create explosions.
Exactly. And this is considered cold press because it's the heat isn't that hot where it would become, you know, a hot one. It would be, it's still considered cold press. Yeah.
Wow, very interesting. So you see, there's a whole industry related to marijuana.
Absolutely.
No, in Massachusetts.
And you don't even have to touch the plant.
I know. In Massachusetts.
Did you see the shop next door to us downstairs?
Yeah, the hydroponic shop.
Hydroponic shop. You know how much money this guy makes and he doesn't even have to touch the marijuana.
I know.
In Massachusetts,
it's called the Green Rush.
Uh-huh.
Instead of the Gold Rush, everyone's going now to start because that's, to be honest, where the money is.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it is. It's huge. It is like, and they compare it to the Gold Rush.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Old West where people are staking their claims. There's one guy that, there's more than one. There's several that are mainstream billionaires that have made their money that are now focusing a lot of their money and investments in the marijuana business.
Yeah, a couple of the richest people I know right now are all going into the CBD oil. I mean, that's where the new money, it's like the new alcohol, it's the new thing.
Yep, right. I know somebody that's in the radio business that cashed out billions of dollars in stock in their business company and now are investing millions, hundreds of millions of dollars in the industry. They want to be the largest grower in California.
Wow,
very interesting, you know. I mean, did you know that the government actually holds the patent for CBD, and this is something that's supposed to be illegal and everything, but they wanted to preempt that market. You know, I mean, think about it, you know. So in order to deal with it or something like that, I don't know, you have to clear it with them.
Yeah,
but for some reason, I don't know. But do you think eventually all states are going to legalize, Frank?
Absolutely. I think all states are going to legalize it. I think it's going to be like liquor, where you're going to have some states that are a little bit more strict, like Utah, you know, how they do it.
Just
they don't
different
have
regulations.
It. Just different regulations. But yeah, I think that it's going to be too big of an industry. And I think you have the big boys getting involved. I know that Monsanto is involved now. You know, you've got, the tobacco companies that are wanting to get involved, and for years they've had already, you know, mock-ups of legalized packaging ready to go, where you can go in instead
there,
of buying cigarettes, you can buy you know, a pack of joints. It's going to be interesting to see it all play out. It's an interesting time to be living. I wish I were younger.
Yeah,
you know, I feel like I came into it a little late, but and again, you know, I sort of stand back a little bit on the sidelines now. I'm not as active as I was. I'm still, you know, obviously involved, but it's not like I was before, where it was me 100% running it every day. And I'm glad for that because it's gotten too crazy and big for me.
Really?
I stand back in awe of what some of these people do. But I'm always, happy to, sample.
Yeah. I mean, do you remember in the 70s? I mean, we loved pot so much and it was so illegal. You know, I mean, I remember that I lived in Vegas and people said, even if they find a seed in your car, you're going to jail.
Oh, it's terrible. I mean, and then the amount of incarcerated black men that are done for just a tiny leaf or something is outrageous. The amount of money we're spending.
It's ridiculous.
And
the money that will be saved by legalizing it,
I mean,
by letting people out of jail, by stopping the enforcement, by getting rid of departments that are just stupid, you know,
that do nothing. And it's funny because wherever the money goes, that's where the big guns go. And as soon as the big guns smell money, like they do in Denver, the surplus, they're helping the homeless with it. I mean, the money's out of control. You see all of a sudden everyone's like, all right, not that bad. Okay. So it's such bullshit. So
you know, a company which is like saw a surplus and a huge increase in ordering and even created new companies to do it are the little disposable, the pill jars. you know, the plastic ones
that's
that you
true.
Get because
that's true.
Oh, the green plastic. Shop. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's where you get
that.
It. Absolutely.
And I mean, you basically now they'll
now
you
that can, industry's going.
You
well.
Can order from a company and it'll be there. You order it at 10 o'clock, it'll be at your door at 3 o'clock.
Yeah,
I mean, by
right.
the case.
Yeah.
I mean, five different sizes, and you know, and the labels because you need all the labeling
and the vaporizing
printers,
pens. And yeah.
Oh my God, it's crazy, absolutely
yeah.
crazy.
I mean, and you can see the competition. I mean, I remember there was only one vaporizing pen. Now there's like a million of them.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And
but that's how you create jobs and
right,
business, and
right.
it's fantastic.
Right. You know.
It's insane.
So yeah. So give us all the pot you can. We'll smoke
yes.
all of it.
And apparently, okay. there's a new thing on 2018 called the Cal Exit. And they're trying to see if people will vote for the secession of
for
California.
The secession of California.
It'll never happen.
I know. I don't think it ever will. but the California is just a whole other land, isn't it?
Really
yeah,
is.
But California is also behind the times a lot too. I mean, we really aren't as progressive as we think we are.
Right.
Yeah,
like, for example, if Colorado came out first.
Yes, please. Come on.
Legalized.
Exactly.
That's
no.
true. We have Central California is not as out. Like
yeah.
It's more Southern California yeah. that's specific. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so Southern California can secede. And then
yeah,
the rest of
that's right.
Northern California will
that's
stay
right.
here. They're never going to vote for this in Northern California.
Well, we didn't think the British
states.
Would either.
Well, see, you also, you know, the holiday times are coming up. And, you know, the studio here is positioned... you know, we're right across from the mall. So you know how the parking is like overflowing during
right.
the holiday time. And you see, you can judge, like, is it going to be a busy season? Are they starting? How early is that lot getting filled?
That's
you know,
true, right?
What's going
just
on?
Just by the parking lot.
Just by
right?
the parking, just
right.
by that. And you also understand, we also now, everybody's ordering online.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't even need to go to the mall anymore. You know how we always hassle, oh my God, I got to deal with the parking. I got to deal with the people. I got to deal with the lines. What a hassle.
Right.
You could stay in your underwear. Sip your eggnog and go online and order whatever you want, and probably for a half the price of what you pay, because you're not having to pay the rent for the people in the mall. You're not having to pay for the security and the employees and the parking and
right.
the upkeep. You're mm-hmm. buying it direct from whatever online. They're going to ship it to your door. Half the time, shipping's free.
Right. But, you know, we celebrate all that, and then pretty soon we're not going to have any malls.
Right.
You know, and then we're going to cry. Why don't
well,
we
that's
have any
what
malls?
They say about libraries. You know,
well,
it's different to read a book and to feel like the book I brought in, like, you know, rather than, you know, go on Kindle or whatever, it's a book. You see it.
You
it's
love
got
to
paper.
Hold it. And to,
it's exactly
yeah,
it's the texture.
That's what I like.
The, you know,
and that's
yeah.
what I'm saying. So, I mean, we're all excited to buy online. I mean, I buy from Amazon all the time.
I never buy online, hardly.
Really? So, you know, then you go and there's no bookstores, there's no record stores, there's no video stores, there's no nothing anymore.
Yep.
That's fun. You know, there's only clothing stores in the mall that are left.
At least there's weed stores.
Yeah, there's weed stores and stuff. And even that,
that,
they'll
online.
Deliver.
That's right.
They'll
now
deliver
online.
To you, right?
Oh, yeah, Speedweed
yep.
for sure.
Yeah.
But that got canceled.
Some places, I was up in Northern California, and there they don't allow you to have dispensaries, but delivery is allowed.
Yeah, what's it? That's
so
inane.
They bring it to you, right?
It's so inane that you can't.
Yeah.
It's just if someone brings it to you, it's okay. That's
yeah.
so stupid.
But it's probably because
yeah,
they don't want to
really
fill
is.
Their neighborhoods with dispensaries or something. So
well, yeah, you can't sell the weed. Okay, buy my T-shirt and you get free weed with
yeah.
the T-shirt. It's
yeah.
in the
exactly.
pocket. Okay,
so
there.
Stupid.
There's always ways to get around it. I mean, and of course, you know, that's why we have the president we have, because he's the leader in how to get around it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The leader
yeah.
in how to get around it. That's true.
So, but at any rate, so enough with marijuana. We all know it's a good thing. We all want it. And Frank brought us very potent stuff here that we're going to check it out.
I'm so excited.
And I mean, it's nice. I mean, it's branded and everything.
Well, yeah, you're getting into that, and it's fun, and it's cool, and everybody's doing that, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, very well.
Now, like, Creation, you know that really trendy place with the smoothies and shit?
Yeah.
Now they're doing CBD oil, so it's like now when the
really?
Rich hips, the richest Beverly Hills snobs are doing it,
yeah.
now it's mainstream. That's
well,
what we want.
I have
I want that, though.
No, I have friends of mine, famous friends, famous old-time friends, you know, in the industry that you would think, oh my God, never, are like, you know, oh, I got a bump on my, you know, ear. Can you give me something? I heard this oil will help.
Yeah, the
it.
Oil's now the new,
yep.
What
so
is it? Yeah,
I
the
have,
oil's the new, like, coconut oil,
yep,
right?
I've helped a lot of people with the topicals and the lotions and everything else. And, you know, it's nice to be able to do that. And it's nice to, people feel comfortable enough to ask for it.
Yeah. All of a sudden it's discussable.
Yeah.
I know
is.
That's not a word. I know it's not a word.
It is.
Well, it sounds like a word.
It sure
though,
does. Right? It sure should be a word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Discussable, huh?
Well, let's talk food.
Okay. Well, actually, I wanted to talk about the books you brought in because you probably brought it in for a reason, right?
Well, yeah. No, this is interesting. We did. We recently, a customer came in. He and his wife, and they wanted to do wedding favors, and it was a last minute thing. And they wrote a very nice review. They gave me 5 stars on Yelp. It says, my fiance and I were in a tough spot just a week from the wedding, and we hadn't decided on wedding favor. The candy factory to the rescue. Frank was accommodating and suggested a beautiful milk chocolate bar with a white chocolate bride and groom wrapped and tied with a ribbon imprinted with our names. We're beyond thrilled. We also tried their peanut butter cups on the way out. So amazing. How could this stuff be legal? And that was very nice. This was just this month, and I didn't realize at the time, but he brought that back in. They came back just the other day after their honeymoon, brought me an autographed signed book. He said, I'm an author. This is the book. This is what I do. And I'm like, oh my God. He's like, he is an author, but his book is Everyone's a Critic, Winning Customers in a Review-Driven World. He's a New York Times best-selling author of Click.
I've read both of them.
Yeah.
I've read Click.
Right.
And this one I saw at the store. I wanted to get it. That's awesome.
So he obviously knows what he's doing, but I thought that was very nice and everything. And he said they found us on Yelp. They looked at, Googled and tried to find something that was local for them for party favors. They didn't want to order from somebody out of state or online or whatever. They wanted to support a local business. And they found us, came in, and it was great. And they just came back. They bought another box of the potato chips. I gave them a sample. They loved it. They bought more of the peanut butter cups, which we had made. So it was really nice. And it just got me to thinking that, we've had some great reviews. We also had a terrible review, a terrible review written by somebody because he was a disgruntled customer.
Yeah.
And he was a celebrity chef. His sister and he are making candy or something. They ordered these wax papers that you can wrap the candy in. Our supplier didn't send the wax. They said they don't have the wax anymore. It's a cellophane one, so they're a little cellophane. I let the sister know. The brother came in and picked them up and created a tizzy because it wasn't what they had ordered.
Oh, okay.
And I tried to explain, we know that. They don't make those. We told your sister. No, you didn't. Yes, we did. I mean, it was like we had this argument. It got so ugly and heated that I basically said, you know something? And I held up my reserved the right to refuse service to people. Uh-huh. And I said, you can get out. We don't need somebody like that. You're creating a disturbance in my store for a $12 item that we ordered in, and now you're not even going to want it. So why don't you just leave and go? I'm gonna call the health department. I'm gonna call. I mean, basically, why are you calling the health department? I mean, are you serious? Well, sure enough, a week later, the health department came in, which we laughed when they came in because we actually said, somebody called, didn't they? Oh, yeah, and we told them. And so, nothing wrong at all. He did everything good and then put this horrible review up, which was very funny because he's only done 2 reviews and both of them were horrible.
Right. Yeah, exactly. But that's what you're saying. And that's what the book is saying. I mean, people can make you and break you.
Yep.
And with his reviews, so you have to be careful. And I, I've seen many retailers, restaurant owners and stuff saying, that's it. They focus on the bad reviews, right? Like, look how that one stuck in your head because it's like a crawl in your eye,
exactly.
Right?
I have 16 reviews. 2 are people that I knew just were bullshit reviews just because they were pissed. And all the other ones are glowing. I mean, they're wonderful. Oh, my God, they helped us out. Great selection. Wonderful staff. And I know we go out of our way. You certainly would not be in business for 38 years in our kind of a niche industry if you didn't go beyond and help people. We go and we'll call other people to try and find it if we don't have it. That's how we are. We're like the Progressive Insurance of candy shops. I mean,
your flow.
Exactly. I mean, we just believe in it's customer service. I come from that old school. So it's frustrating when they just people don't have that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But I love this that he basically talks about, how you can, not just influence, but just let people know that you've had a great experience. Put it online.
Yeah, Yelp has been
exactly. Go ahead.
No, it's just it holds people accountable. I like Yelp a lot. I've been reviewed on Yelp at the bridal salon, and I'm famous on Yelp.
Wow.
And that's because I do a really stellar job at customer service, and it shows. So when I went in for a raise, I printed those 40 reviews, and it was really important to me to have those backups.
Right. Oh, exactly. Same. Hey, I'm good for the business.
Yeah, look at this. Yeah, they took the time out. Exactly.
This is not, she was sitting around doing nothing and on the phone and ignored me. This was, oh my God, she was great, made my day. I'd recommend her. Exactly. And so, come on.
Right, exactly. You know, and I think as a customer, the best thing you can do is go to the proprietor themselves and tell them what's wrong and have them fix it rather than put something permanent on the record,
right,
and it really ruins it, you know? And I never thought about this until one time we went to a restaurant with friends, and I thought, the bathroom is really disgusting here. I'm going to put this on the...
Yelp.
And he's like, why would you do that? Just talk to the manager, you know? And I thought, yeah, you know, it's like you're putting a permanent stain on the on the thing.
Well, no, what you do is you talk to the manager, and when you go back the next time, if it hasn't been corrected, then you
exactly.
Then you put them out
like
there.
You know? But all I can tell you is customer service is very important. I can tell you somebody opened like a new place to eat out here in North Hollywood. I started going there almost every other day, right?
Wow.
We became like friends. Then the last time I went there, I go in, the guy's talking to someone, sitting around, and only one of his people is working. And I'm like looking at the clock, 20 minutes, nobody took my order yet. And this is fast food, okay? And so you wait patiently. By the time I got my food, it was actually half an hour after I walked in there. I said, no more. I'm not going there anymore. Yep. I didn't give him a bad review, but I'm not going back.
Yep.
You know, and that sucks because he's got great food and he lost a lot of money on me not going, you know, but you got to be accountable, like you said, you know, you got to be.
Well, I tried Sweetie Pies, which is over there. I don't know if you know, they have a show on Oprah, on the Oprah Network, Sweetie Pies, and it's based in Philadelphia, and they have a barbecue place, you know, and they opened up here over in the old Phil's Diner on NoHo Arts District area, and they made that part of their show. And in the beginning, I live right near there, so I pass by it all the time, and I'd see lines out the door, and then I'd see they had their production people and they were filming and doing all that, and then I'd see whenever I'd go over they were closed because it was like I got to be where I was like commenting that, oh, this is just for TV, they're not a real restaurant, they're not gonna make it. And I was just like really, like, you know, getting really angry with them, you know, because I hadn't tried them, but I just, you know, the lines are there, it's all for show. So finally I was driving by one day, they were open, and there was like one person at the window, and that was it. And I'm like, okay, now's my chance. And I pulled over, went up, and I ordered, you know, I looked at the menu, I ordered stuff, got it to go, went home, and I was thoroughly prepared to hate it.
You loved it.
I did not want to like it. And it was delicious.
Yeah, of course.
It was so freaking good. They did screw up on one thing. I had to go back and get something, but they were very nice about it. You know, of course. They were very, very nice about it. But and I didn't want to like it, and I loved it. And so it was like, oh, God. But the other thing is, I really wanted to like the Federal, and I hate the Federal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hate the Federal. Have been there four times. Every time has been a horrible experience. Went there with Rip Taylor before a show. He ordered ice cream. I ordered corn dogs. A half an hour later, nothing.
Anyway, Frank Schiftel, we're totally out of time, Frank.
Oh,
how can
God.
People find you? How can they get a hold of you?
Well, of course, tune in on Sundays here on LA Talk Radio, Frank Talk, every Sunday with Frank Schiftel and Susan Olson. I'm also on Facebook, Frank Schiftel, also The Candy Factory on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram, Schiftel Frank. You can also find Candy Maker to the Stars on Instagram. And Google me.
Google him. He's got everything. This guy's well connected.
And the Thalians, put a plug in quick for the Thalians.org, one of my great organizations, from mental health to helping the wounded warriors coming back with Operation Mend out of UCLA. Go to Thalians.org. We have a holiday party coming up next week. Check it out. There's still tickets available. Celebrities, fun stuff, Montage Beverly Hills.
Sounds good. Frank, thanks so much for joining
us. Thank you for having me.
Fantastic.
I always love it, Sam.
Of course. Tori, have a great holiday.
Yeah, go eat.
Happy
Bubba.
Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving. Get stoned.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, get stoned to death. We
Woo-hoo!
Will. And we'll see everybody on Friday. Whoops.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.